Did you know that some of the highest paying careers are in the automotive, construction, electrical, IT, and manufacturing fields? But how do you get the training you need to qualify for these jobs? Easy. Enroll at Rankin Technical College, one of the best technical colleges in the Midwest. In 2 years or less, you can earn your college degree and graduate ready to work in the technical career you choose. Join us at an upcoming Shadow of Tech on February 12th or March 18th at any of our three locations. Visit Rankin.edu for more info.
Need more people than just Kate Smith feeling like this. She's not with us anymore. We have to replenish the stock of patriots. Ladies and gentlemen, America's greatest radio show is on the air. It's showtime.
Timing thought.
That sounded ridiculous.
That
was embarrassing.
So join his partners and
here it comes.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit and we think you'll get lots of
a high-powered unit packed into this small space.
Oh, all right.
That was the voice of Gino Velasi, our engineer, the day he was giving a tour and explaining the equipment and the transmitter at 590 and the app. That was his simple and brief explanation because he speaks a language we don't understand when it comes to electronics. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Abraham Lincoln Birthday Edition, the February 12th edition, Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. This will be the place where my daughter, my new son-in-law, will be going to get, hopefully, a pre-approval for a home loan as they start the search for their first home. Let's do this.
Hey!
Manning the control board. 19 years. We lost him for 19 years. This country just... People were going, where's Trevor Phillips? Where's
a tailspin.
Oh, he left. He left. He went to Great Britain. And then it was what, Dan?
It was in a tailspin. The country was in a tailspin without him.
Well, the community that surrounded Limey, then known only as Trevor Phillips, they didn't know what to think. Is he ever coming back? Is he going to live there forever? Whew. Luckily, after 19 years, he thought, oh, I've had enough of this. I don't even like the way I sound now. I'm going to go back to America. That was a little bit of Australian, but that's the best I can do. He is back here. 10 of those years, I might add, he lived in Birmingham, England. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
All right, Bill Cleveland is still in Memphis, Tennessee. We'll get to him later. Behind the bulletproof quarantine glass, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
Yes, I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois. You can save up and be ready by opening a vacation club account or even a Christmas club account. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
I don't know why that still throws me when you do that for some reason. I don't know. I'm not used to it. It just comes out of nowhere. He's a former night cook at Denny's in addition to other food-related jobs that he had, former door-to-door knife salesman, former beer vendor at Busch Stadium, former roller rink DJ. He is currently the head of research. Let me tell you something, folks. If you can, when you listen to this show, you can just tell from the sound of it, they must have a gigantic staff working on that show, putting that show together. Yes, we do. And many of those people are research people. And this guy is the head of all those research people. He's also in charge of setting, resetting, and checking our digital clock. And I know a lot of people this time of day, just, you know, you never know. Maybe your clock's running fast or slow, the battery's dead, or not quite set on time. Well, it's 518, 41, 42, 43, 518, 44. And I know that's right because I just cross-checked it with the clock at the U.S. Naval Observatory. This man is also our newsman, our news director. He's author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and one other thing. He, like Jim Rockford, portrayed by James Garner in The Rockford Files, is a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
You know, Frank, you mentioned Gino giving tours at the transmitter. True story. Did you know that he's been chased by cows and had to frantically run back into his vehicle when he's been working on that transmitter?
Yeah.
Stop the music for a second. My first job at a commercial radio station was right here, 590. The transmitter is still located, I believe, in the same place. And at the time, the studios were in Cottage Hills, Illinois. And I've told the story before. It was a little house in the middle of a cow pasture. I left work one day. I wasn't on the air. I was just a grunt who typed up index cards. But I walked out to my car, and it was a pretty nice day, and I didn't have an air-conditioned car. And my window was down, my driver's window. When I walked out to my car, a cow had his head completely inside of my car.
Wow.
I mean, all the way in, like looking for anything to root around for. That is a feeling most people never get to experience, is you walk toward your car and a cow's butt is facing you with his head in your car. So, no, I don't doubt for a minute that Gino has had cow encounters over in Illinois where the transmitter
is located.
I have
a similar cow story to Gino's, though. When I worked at KWK and K-Gold.
Tim, you notice how he has to top our story?
No. But I'm telling you, Jim Jackson, who was the engineer there at the time, he does now the Cardinal broadcast constantly, but he, we would go over to the 1380 transmitter site over in DuPont, Illinois. I would get out of the car, unlock the gate, and let Jim drive in. Jim, I would close the gate, and right when I was putting my hand on the door handle, Jim would honk the horn, lock the doors, and the cows would come chasing me. I would have to run to the transmitter because he drove to the transmitter.
That does sound like fun.
And that was, oh,
my story,
it was horrible.
My story is better.
Well, I left the...
never had a cow head in your car, though, did you?
No.
Cow's head stuck in your car.
You want to hear my cow story?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Were you over in England?
No, it was down here, actually, in Papa Bluff. And we went to my buddy's farm, and I fed a cow a ranch chip.
A ranch chip?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I have no idea. It's this thing you feed him. It's like a snack, I guess, for him. Yeah.
That's utterly ridiculous.
Anybody else anywhere in Kirkwood have a cow story?
I do.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that time. I'll go ahead, Tim.
I'll keep it quick. I sold another private investigator in Oklahoma, one of my surveillance
fans. You sold
fans.
A guy a cow?
A car. Listen to me, Bridget.
Sorry.
I sold a guy a vehicle who's a private investigator in Oklahoma, and he bought it from me and picked it up in St. Louis, and he drove it back to Oklahoma City, and he hit a herd of wandering cattle in the highway and totaled the car within a day of buying it from me and killed three cows.
It
took an hour for an ambulance to get to him, and he's there listening. These cows are like, they're like moaning their last breaths of death.
A cow's pretty freaking big. How do you not see a cow?
Hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
How do you not see it? People have hit horses, deer. A deer is big. I've hit four of those.
Yeah, but deer comes like, I didn't realize it was at night, and a deer moves way faster than a cow. I mean,
hey, cows get out of fences, and when they break out of fences, they cross roads. Horses do too. I came within, like, I'm not kidding, like a foot of hitting a horse the first year I drove, and it scared me death. And it was a horse that had gotten out of some guy's field, and it ran right across the road right in front of me. I mean, a full grown real horse, and they're
and
big.
Turned around and said, "Hey, watch it, buddy."
Hey, Frank.
No, Tim, hold on.
Damn it.
I'm sorry, Dan, what was that?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Go ahead, Tim.
Frank, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Oh, here we go. Who's there?
Cows go.
No, and I say cows go, and you go, no, cows go moo.
No.
Start the music.
Knock, knock.
Oh, yeah, we are way behind.
Stop the music. Dan has a knock. Stop the music. Yeah. Dan, what?
Knock,
Dan?
Knock.
Who's there?
Impatient cow.
Moo.
Moo. Yeah.
Gotcha. Start the music. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Tim Woodburn, say hi to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hello and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They'd love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on that lot or at the brand-new Johnny Londoff Autoplex in St. Peter's on Veterans Memorial Parkway. Johnny texted me the two best deals they have at that parkway right now. A red 2018 GMC Denali Crew Cab with only 23,000 miles. It's $4,000 off suggested retail. And they have the same truck in black with only 18,000 miles on it within $500 of that same price. And the best deal, a 2019 white Chevy Silverado truck with only 17,000 miles on it for $39,900. That's $9,000 less than suggested retail. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24/7 at Londoff.com. And if you call them or email them, make sure you let them know you're AM and the PM when you find new roads at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Thank you, Tim. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security for this entire group on this show. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses hind end.
My wife brought some chili home from a deli department of a supermarket, and I opened it up and I immediately noticed, I'll tell you, sometimes they just don't seem to listen. I had specifically said I want some shredded, you know,
cheese.
Oh. Yeah, and there was none, and I said, you get back in that car and you go back and you bring me back some shredded cheese. And, buddy, that's what she
cheese.
Did. And after she apologized to me, she did that. So, things are okay now at the Pinion household. Ooh. Things will always be okay wherever you are, as long as you carry with you any of the downloaded wonderful polka music from these guys, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. We are brought to you by First Community Credit Union. The lady's name is Joy, who will be helping my... They haven't made the appointment yet, but they will be helping my daughter and my new son-in-law. That's actually getting easier to say because I've known him for like 5 years, so it's not tough. They're going to get a pre-approval, and I don't remember... It's been so long. I don't remember if I ever did that or not. A pre-approval. They say it's a really smart thing to do because then when a realtor takes you to see a house, you like it. It helps a lot, I guess, when you make the offer and sign the contract. If the seller sees, ooh, already pre-approved, it takes away a lot of that. Well, I hope they can qualify for the loan. So that's what they're going to do. And I can't think of a better place to do it. I also can't think of a better place for you to do all your banking. I realize most all of you, probably all of you, not most all, bank somewhere, and you probably have a credit card or two, debit card, checks, almost becoming a museum piece. Just this morning I called the place, and I won't get specific about what it was, but I had to buy a replacement thing, and the woman said, well, we only take checks or money orders. And I said, well, I'll just pay cash. She goes, we don't take cash. Is that where we're headed? Like, nobody wants cash is actually, there's no question whether or not it's good or it's going to go through or they're going to stop payment on it. It's cash. But she said, no cash. So wherever you bank, you probably have, maybe have a little cash stuck away. It's always a good idea, by the way. You probably have a credit card, debit card, checking account, maybe car loan, home loan, all of that. Obviously, they do at First Community Credit Union because it's a banking facility. I'm inviting you to consider. I think this is the furthest thing from pressure, hard sales tactics. I'm inviting you to consider doing your banking at First Community Credit Union. And if you want to start small, like a home loan, car loan, whatever, home loan's not exactly small, but car loan. They're famous for their rates. They'll treat you right. A lot of locations, as you heard Dan say earlier, largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations. More at firstcommunity.com.
Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa,
I had the volume down.
Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama,
what?
Paloma,
I had the volume turned down on his intro music.
You want to apologize to everybody?
I'm sorry, everybody, for that crappy intro.
Because that's the first flaw in this entire show. This has been a flawless, perfect show, and then that.
I'm sorry. I feel bad.
I understand that Bill Cleveland is still in Memphis, Tennessee, but no matter where he is, no matter how far he may roam, he will still be brought to you by, I hope, Window World, as he is right now. Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. From Memphis, Tennessee, must like it there 2 days in a row. Give it up for Bill Cleveland. Wow, I would have thought you had already gone through pretty much everything there was to do or see in Memphis.
Well, I had some appointments and some video stuff to do today, so I'll head out bright and early tomorrow, but went and did Graceland today and did some of the museum stuff. But before I tell you a little bit about that, I actually have a special guest on for the show today.
What?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This can either go real well or not real well. Who do we have, Bill?
Well, I heard about the cow story. It's got to be better than that.
Cows are pretty cool.
Maybe not. Do you want to just say hello to the listeners?
Hello from Memphis, Tennessee.
Wait a minute.
Yes!
Wait a minute.
All right, who's this?
What's your name?
My name is Jack Guthrie.
Get out of town.
It's the Limey impersonator.
You're no
Jack
Memphis.
Guthrie, who apparently is stalking Bill all the way to Memphis.
No, I wanted to meet him, so I sent him a quick message on Facebook. He got back to me, so I'm very excited to meet him.
Get out of town.
You wanted to meet him, so you drove to Memphis to meet him?
No, I go to the University of Memphis.
Oh,
wow.
How convenient.
Oh, that's
awesome. Tell the truth, Jack. Step away where Bill can't hear you. And be honest with me. Were you disappointed when you met him?
No, I wasn't. He's a great guy.
Yes,
I'm talking about Bill Cleveland. Bill Cleveland.
I was not expecting it to be
Jack. Oh, my
God,
that's great.
Jack, has he bought your lunch or anything down there?
No, I ate a while ago. He's good.
Did you get to meet any of the ladies from Manchester? Bill texted me earlier today. Apparently, he was going on a tour with some ladies from Manchester, England.
Whoa.
Were they around? Did they get to hear your accent?
They're back in the room. I didn't let him.
Hey, Jack, I want Jack to give us that Limey impression one more time. That's really good. We've said it before, but here's proof because it's not recorded. He didn't have time to go through and edit and pick out the best one. This is live over the phone. Go ahead. Give us your Limey again.
Hello, everyone.
You nailed it.
He's got it down.
All right. Hang on a second.
All right, Jack. Nice talking to you.
And I was talking to you. Isn't that nice? Yeah, he sent me a message and said he was a student here and that he wanted to say hello. And so he stopped by it's called the Guest House at Graceland. So it is a brand new, I think maybe 2 years old complex that is, I don't know, but 100 steps away from Graceland. I mean, it's really, really close. And
Bill.
Don't react to this because Jack's probably still standing near you, and I don't want to freak you out. Tim Woodburn just pulled up the background on Jack Guthrie. Bill, this guy is a felon. He's been in prison 3 times. He killed a reporter, sort of a segment, kind of like what you do
about eight years ago,
and the guy's name was Bill. Also, Tim pulled up that he assaulted and attacked and brutally beat 4 other people named Bill. Mm. So just be careful. Watch your back. Don't let on right now. Smile right now. Go, oh, really? That's great. Because you don't want to give away that you know this guy is dangerous. He's very, very dangerous. I thought I'd share that with you.
Are you dangerous, Jack?
See, that's what you don't do. to a hardened criminal. You never do that.
You ask him that after he ties you up.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do we need to know here? Oh, I'd like to know a little bit about the new and improved Graceland, because I haven't been for a long, long time.
Well, and I mentioned this to Dan. So it's been a really horrible weather day. I mean, it's pouring down rain and windy. And so I pretty much had the place to myself on my tour. I think there were five people, and including two of the gals that were from, what did I tell you, Limey, Manchester?
Oh, yeah, Manchester.
Bill.
Yeah, hi. They were very nice. but yeah, Frank, you mentioned that you had been here a long time ago, and you would not, I mean, the house itself has stayed the same, obviously, but across the street, you would not recognize it. And I didn't recognize it, and I'd been here maybe 3 years ago. They built this incredible complex, and there's restaurants, and there's museums, and there's, I mean, I can't even begin to describe it. It's phenomenal. They have all of his cars. They have all of the gold records were moved over there from Graceland. They have, all the jumpsuits that he used. They had props from, and they have this one section that is basically, they call it the archives, and it's just random stuff. Like, for example, they had the television that he shot. Remember that, the television? Remember he shot the television at his house?
Oh, sure.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, the television's there, and just awards, and I mean, it's unbelievable. And one thing that you would love, they had a section of police badges, because Elvis loved the police. And
I actually saw that when they had them displayed at the house. But here's the thing that's going to be interesting to me. In about 20 years, we're going to have lost a lot of the people who really care about seeing this stuff, who knew who Elvis was and who listened to his music and who saw him in concert. Does that make sense that in 15, 20 years, it's kind of like World War II veterans? I don't know that people who are 30 right now will down the road be taking their kids to Graceland. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, what's interesting about that is I think you're right. I feel like it's sort of run its course here in the United States. Not completely, but to kind of counter that, that the girls that I mentioned that were from England, they couldn't have been older than 25 years old, and they were here on a tour.
Yeah, Elvis is huge in England.
Oh, yeah, well, and you're always going to have exceptions, the generations that come that are real interested in people that, you know, died before they were even born. But what I'm saying is the gigantic numbers of people from the last 30, 40 years, they're not going to be around. And I just wonder how much they'll have to scale that stuff back to keep it where it can self-sustain, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, it does. I think his story is so unique, and because he was really the first in so many aspects of music and just popular culture. I mean, you think of the things that changed because of Elvis. I think he'll always have a place. Jack the Serial Killer was actually telling me that the house is the most visited house in America, right next to the White House.
I actually have a clip of Jack saying that, if you'd like to listen to it. Here it is real quick.
Sure. Hello, everyone.
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you. We just did that. Thank you.
So
here's the thing. What's interesting is we've had other – I can name two other acts. One, another single individual, and the third is a group. Frank Sinatra and the Beatles, both gigantic international stars, yet in neither case – was there ever the interest in any of their personal stuff that there has been for Elvis? You know what I'm saying? It's like this guy, there's something about him that goes way beyond listening to his music. And I don't think there's anybody else that I can think of you've ever been able to say that about.
And I don't think you'll ever will. I don't think anyone else will ever come along that will. But what is refreshing, I think, you mentioned the Beatles. Look how many young people still now love the Beatles music. And clearly they weren't around in the 60s when they were popular. So I don't know if Elvis's music will stick around quite like that, but I think his legacy will. Everywhere I went today and throughout the complex here at the hotel, there are a lot of people that you could tell were not from the United States. So I think that's where they're going to draw their audience from.
Okay.
All right.
So you head back tomorrow morning?
I'm off to Gulf Shores, Alabama. So I'll be there for a couple of days and have some other stops in Florida and Georgia as well. So it should be hopefully warm and dry.
All All right. Looking forward to it. Wait till Monday to come home because it'll be 5 degrees tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'll wait. I will wait. So I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
There he goes, heading out from Memphis, Tennessee, on the way to Gulf Shores, Alabama. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. There's a guy named Robert Williams who shot two cops a few days ago up in New York City. He is a convicted felon. He should not have had a gun, but he did. Two parts to this. One, you folks who like gun laws, we got lots of gun laws. He didn't abide by any of them. He's a felon. Not supposed to have a gun. Had one anyway. Second point. Did you guys see the tweet sent out by that police union to Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, who the police can't stand? Did you see the tweet to him?
No.
Let me read it. Here's the tweet from the Sergeants Benevolent Association, New York City Police Department. The tweet says this: Mayor de Blasio, the members of the NYPD are declaring war on you. Whoa. We do not respect you. Do not visit us in hospitals. You sold the NYPD to the vile creatures, the 1% who hate cops but vote for you. NYPD cops have been assassinated because of you. This isn't over. Game on. Woo!
Wow.
That's the tweet to Mayor de Blasio. They can't stand this guy. And for good reason. Wow, was he not supportive a while back of the cops? He threw them under the bus for all kinds of stuff. And this is the very guy they have to grit their teeth and protect and travel with around the city who's oh my goodness. Yeah, I don't think he's a nice guy at all. And then, this is just an observation. Maybe it's just me. This whole caucus, I don't even know what a caucus is, the New Hampshire and Iowa, all this stuff.
I believe it's a form of pasta or rice or something that you cook. Normally it's served with chicken. Couscous.
It's couscous.
No, first of all, Bridget, thank you, Tim. First of all, you blew it because it's couscous.
My bad.
And now that really didn't make sense, but thank you for trying. So Joe Biden, who it looks like, sorry, Joe, you thought you just had this one wrapped up and not going to go that way. But he did something that I didn't like, and not because I'm insensitive to people who lost a child. I don't like it when, in desperation, he says a couple of days ago in a speech, and you can tell he's getting desperate, and he goes, look, I lost a son to cancer. I'm not going to lose my country. And I just thought, okay, you know what?
Wow.
Really? Using your dead son now as
that's
a reason?
Is
that
bit.
Some? Yeah, thank you. You want people to vote for you, Joe, because you went through the horrible, and it is horrible, heartache of losing a son? No. No. They'll vote for you because you convinced them you can run this country. I didn't care for that at all. Now, I have an idea for this caucus thing. It's my idea. I've applied for some kind of rights to it, or if I can get ownership of it, and then I need to find contact the Tootsie Roll people. These caucuses, I think any way you can get your name, whether it's Elizabeth Warren or Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders, in front of these people in New Hampshire and Iowa. And my idea is, who doesn't like candy? Most people like candy. I happen to like, of all the lollipops and the suckers and the whatever, I like Tootsie Roll Pops. You know, they're hard candy on the outside.
What flavor, though?
Well, it could be any flavor, multiple flavors, but on the wrapper, I like cherry. Okay.
Okay.
But on the wrappers, instead of the standard wrapper, you have the candidates. They say, vote for Bernie, vote for Biden, whatever. And you call them caucus suckers. This is my idea.
And it's my joke was bad?
No, this is not a joke. It's actually my idea.
caucus
suckers.
Oh,
and
my
then you
God.
Hand them out at the caucus areas. So you act like you didn't think it was funny. You're just jealous because you didn't think of it.
Mine was hilarious. Couscous, come on.
So I read today that, sorry, but I just get upset when I
got you on that one.
No, hold on. All I did was just like
he was choking up.
That was a choke up. Throat clear.
I apologize. Then I dropped the gun.
Poor Harvey Weinstein. They say now will not be taking the stand. Well, for goodness sakes, he can't take the stand because the poor man's crippled.
Yeah.
No.
He's got a walker. For heaven's sakes.
Yeah. Two incredibly hilarious things to me. One, that when Bill Cosby gets caught, he goes blind all of a sudden. Yeah. And then Harvey Weinstein, in every video you've ever seen, he's partying and he's going to another party and another party. And then he gets caught and he knows he's going to trial. Now the guy is in a walker and he can barely crawl into the courthouse. This is hysterical. Of course he can't go on the stand. The poor man is crippled. Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, folks, we have two cold weather jokes. We're going to do one today and one tomorrow because it's here. 5 degrees tomorrow night. That qualifies as cold enough to break out the two jokes. The first is the igloo joke. It's the story of three Eskimos, and they're sitting together in the local Eskimo bar. And they've had a few drinks, and they start bragging and telling stories. And the one guy starts spouting off about how proud he is that he has the coldest igloo of any of the igloos in the village. His is the very coldest. The other two guys are kind of questioning him on it. He goes, well, you don't believe me? Come on, let's go to my igloo. So they pay their tab, and they follow this guy over to his igloo. He goes, I'll show you a cold igloo. And he unzips his pants. I'll wait for that. And whips it out and points it upward so that he's peeing straight up into the air. And his urine freezes in a golden arch right in midair. Frozen urine. And he breaks it off at his wiener, hands it to one of the guys and goes, here. Have a golden sickle. There is your evidence of the coldest igloo when urine freezes in midair. And one of the other two guys laughs. He goes, what's so funny? He said, well, that's not cold. My igloo is colder than frozen urine. Are you kidding me? Come on over to my igloo. So they go to the second guy's igloo. They walk in the igloo and on a hot plate, he has a coffee pot with water boiling. I mean, it's actually boiling. That's how hot it is. He says, you want to see a cold igloo? He walks over, picks the coffee pot up, holds it over his head, and turns it upside down. Of course, the other two guys gasp because they just know he's about to scald his scalp. The boiling water will run down his face, burn his face off. This is not going to be good, except that when he turns it upside down, all the water comes out of the pot and about 18 inches from the pot freezes into a solid 6-inch diameter icicle. This boiling water froze in midair. And he looks at the other two and he goes, boiling water that freezes in midair. That's a cold igloo. In fact, I'm sure that's the coldest igloo. The third guy goes, he said, what's so funny? He goes, you think that's that cold? Come on, you want to see a cold igloo? Come on to my igloo. How about an igloo so cold that even sound freezes? And he goes, what are you talking about? He goes, come on, I'll show you. So they go over. They walk in his igloo, and he goes over to his bed, and he pulls the cover back, and then he pulls the sheet back. And there on the bed is a brown stain, a nasty brown stain. He walks over to his little igloo cabinet, and he takes out a box of wooden matches. He walks over to the brown stain, and he takes a wooden match out, and he lights it. Leans down, holds the lit match over the stain with the other hand cupped around it, and after about 10 seconds, they hear... All righty. It's that time again. Check in with the man down in Dallas, Texas, who's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are next-door neighbors in Chesterfield Valley. Same proprietor, same, I was going to say, always striving for perfection. They don't strive for perfection. They reached perfection and do every day in the restaurant and in the market. They're closed only on Monday. Only on Monday. And every other day that they're open, they sell gift cards and more gift cards. They sell thousands every year. Every day, any day is a good day for a gift card for someone from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. You need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. You really do, and I recommend them for lunch. Again, in Chesterfield Valley, east of most of that other stuff, Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Give it up, please, for Mike Evans. Ever heard of a wine called Jam, J-A-M? It's on the bottle. It just says J-A-M.
Yeah.
And we have a friend who, a while back, she came by. Oh, I just brought you a bottle of wine. That's what she brought. It was a Cabernet. It was a real dark, deep purple, which I like that color. But I tasted it, and, yeah, it was okay. I just wonder if you'd ever heard of it.
I've heard of it.
You probably heard of most every wine.
I don't know about that. I'll tell you a funny story. I'm getting way off the line here, and I know my time's limited. But when I went to the grand opening of a Roy's restaurant in San Diego, Roy Yamaguchi, who's a famous Hawaiian chef, and I was invited to the dinner by Roy, who's a friend of mine, and I'm sitting at this table. It's a grand opening in San Diego, and they're pouring wine. I tasted this wine, and I said, this is it's a good wine. And the guy sitting next to me said, thank you. I go, "What? Why are you saying thank you?" And Roy said, "Mike, that's Robert Mondavi."
You told us that story. No, he told us. He told us that story.
Did I tell you a story? I've always liked that story. It's cold most places. I'm sure it's cold in St. Louis today. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, your Paco's question. What is the sunniest place in the world, day in and day out? Perth, Australia, Yuma, Arizona, Amman, Jordan, or Honolulu, Hawaii? Answer in a minute. Hot Scoop, Janet Jackson is working on a great new album. We'll do a couple of cover stories of Michael Jackson's greatest hits. Then she'll go on a world tour. I think she's going to be back on top. By the way, y'all remember when she exposed that right boob, her and Justin Timberlake, during the halftime of the Super Bowl?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
What you might not know is that the two guys that own PayPal saw that on TV, and they said, we got to get that on the Internet. And at that moment, they decided to start a website, and they called it YouTube. That's how YouTube got its start, was because of Janet Jackson and the owners of PayPal, who started YouTube and put it on. It was the first thing to go on it.
I didn't realize there was no YouTube prior to that wardrobe malfunction.
I thought you'd like that. It's a good one. I love this. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Movie news exclusive, Joaquin Phoenix has a new script for the new Joker. I don't know whether or not he'll do it. He's such a nut. Who knows whether he's just an odd duck. There's no doubt about it. Movie news, opening February 28th, The Invisible Man, starring the hot Elizabeth Moss. This is not a comedy. It's a horror sci-fi thriller. Elizabeth Moss.
Yeah, no, I know who that is. That's the chick
I'm with
from
you,
Mad
Limey.
Man.
No, I'm with you, Limey. I don't think she's boing material.
No.
I think she's. There's something sexy about that woman.
Well, what's sexy about her is fantastic boobies. But oh, you know what? Now, see, that was sexist. That was very Mike. I know you don't appreciate when Limey just said that.
I don't appreciate that, Franco.
You and I do not like that sexist stuff. Back of her head.
Elizabeth Moss's abusive ex-boyfriend commits suicide, and when she tries to rebuild her life, she suspects that maybe her ex is still alive, terrorizing her, and yes, he's invisible. Hence the Invisible Man, but the police don't believe her. This is really a very creative, kind of scary, but also a real fun film. I've seen it. I loved it. February 28th, it will debut nationwide.
How many stars? You didn't say how many stars.
I'd give it 3 stars.
Wow. She's a good actress.
Hearing great things about The Colonel and the King. It's a story of Elvis Presley in his heyday and Colonel Tom Parker, his manager. Colonel Parker is played by Tom Hanks. Oh. Elvis is played by Austin Butler. Olivia DeJonge plays Priscilla Presley. Maggie Gyllenhaal plays Elvis's mother. Nick Cage, who's a huge Elvis fan, well, hell, he married Elvis's daughter, is begging for a part. Will get a very small part if he gets a part at all. The movie started shooting on Monday. Oddly enough, it is being shot in Australia. Release date is 4th of July, 2021. Okay. History note, the new Air Force One planes are currently being built, costing $825 million.
Not surprising.
The color scheme, the blue streak from the tail to the cockpit, you know what it looks like,
Yep.
being replaced with red, white, and blue coloring. History Channel is doing a two-hour documentary on the building of the planes. Interesting note, the current Air Force One paint design was designed by
Jackie Kennedy.
Jackie Kennedy, very good.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
That is really, really good. Love Nugget and Oscar crap. Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Has been talking about adopting a child. She wants to raise a child at the age of 51. I think that's probably the best way to go. And the Oscars, they blew it again. I don't know if I mentioned it the other day, but it's worth re-mentioning. When they were remembering the members of the Academy who died in 2019, they did not remember Robert Conrad.
Mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah. And when it was brought up to them, they acted like it was a little oversight, no big deal. Well, what's the big deal of the family?
I'm sorry, 40 seconds, 35 seconds.
40 seconds.
My fault.
What the hell's going on here?
30 seconds.
Quick.
Sunniest place on earth, Perth, Australia, Yuma, Arizona, Amman, Jordan, Honolulu, Hawaii.
I'm going to go Jordan.
Yuma.
Hawaii.
Yuma.
My hometown, Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh,
Mike Evans, aloha, huil, mahalo nui loa.
Tim, get that again?
Who got it?
Tim got it again.
Wow, Tim, two-time champion, Tim Woodger,
champion supreme.
Folks, we're very glad you were with us today, and we hope you'll be with us tomorrow. Scott Sherman in the 4 o'clock hour, attorney at law. Thank a police officer, a firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind. Miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in...
Hey, St. Louis, where can you go for the best selection on your new appliance purchase? Yes, that's right. Appliance Discounters, and we're now featuring The Art of Appliances by AD for that creative palette. See The Art of Appliances with a variety of color options along with the full line of Bosch appliances at our newest location in Maplewood at the Deer Creek Shopping Center. At Appliance Discounters, there's no limit on design and color options, and we want to bring these choices to our customers. Shop any of our six locations or online at theappliancediscounters.com.